Dead air, the death of the radio, the ra dead air, the death of the radio star. Wow. I was always told not to do that. Are we back,
That dead air is perfect for the theme of today, though, so that's perfect.
Asha? Yeah, as we continue panting, running at our 3 hour pace here, I love it. I love it. I love it. So, at the risk of being redundant, how would you like to start today?
Would you be so gracious to sing us a song?
Forgive the excitement. I just never get tired of you asking me that, and forgive the obvious opportunity from the last show. I'll go slow here, see if I can catch my wind. You could say I lost my faith in science and progress, and you could say I lost my belief in the Holy Church. You would say I lost my sense of direction. Yes, you could say all of this and worse, but if I ever lose my faith in you, there'd be nothing for me to do. Some would say I was a lost man in a lost world. You could say I lost my faith in the people on TV. You would say I lost my belief in our politicians. They all seem like game show hosts to me. I could be lost inside their lies without a trace, but every time I close my eyes, I see your face. I never saw no miracle of science that didn't go from a blessing to a curse. I never saw no military solution that didn't always end up as something worse. But let me say this first. If I ever lose my faith in you, there'd be nothing left for me to do. Hey. A good way to start.
That is so perfect. I'm just vibrating with excitement. Thank you. That was so perfect for what we're going to talk about.
It's
You always know. You always know.
we do this one a lot, but I just never get tired of the obvious that someone's been working hard to get some information out, it would appear. And it's hard to do a ballad at with Operation Mindcrime, so this is the best
Thank you, Sting.
I can do. It's an honor and a privilege to look at the body of the work the police made, and Sting made. Why would they call a band police?
Why?
They're trying to give you a warning. They're saying, "Hey, we're the real police." Why did Prince make a house called the White House? That's the real White House, a house of love. It just goes on and on that it's proof that we can pop through what I'm calling genetic manipulation, genetic engineering, to not allow light to get through it. It's proof we can do it. So that's my great encouragement.
Thank you. I love your encouragement.
All right, PRQ, everyone. Got some updates today. Oh my gosh. I have to be cool though, don't I? I gotta be cool, huh?
You're excited.
Okay, I'm just gonna, I'm not, I'm gonna, I won't embellish, okay? I promise. Okay, I can't hold that. I'm a loose cannon. I can't promise those kind of things because I get so excited and sometimes I spill the beans and stuff. But anyway, what are we going to do today? We've talked for 2 hours. Do we have anything more to say?
Oh, we have so much more to share.
Okay. All
Would
right.
you like to start with updates, or do you want to start with a topic? Which one feels better?
I like both. I guess maybe we'll get some business out. Stay tuned at the end of the show, everyone. So all the submittals this last week, shockingly amazing. Don't stop. It's very important you don't stop. I have good reason, trust that in real time I need to be able to get a hold of you. As we want to do this in a way that no one gets hurt. And I'm so sorry to give you too much information on that. We found that Turns out Q is not the greatest guy to be hanging out with if you're trying to save the planet. Okay, so that's a bit of an embellishment, but helping you is my greatest, greatest passion. And we do have a way to do that. And processes that we're going to implement are going to keep it nice and neat and clean. And your participation is needed just now. Even though we started a little different direction, just keep your subscriptions going so we have real-time contacts. And with that, we will need a call out for at least three administrators who have great, great heart-centered. I know I've got some in the past. Still want to look for a couple more and notice some of the administrators I need help with. I need to put them towards other projects, potentially, based on their desires. And we will need administrators on the PRQ side possibly sharing work space as inspired with other groups that are developing too. So again, just keep the subscriptions going, and that's what keeps us aware of what we have in our hopper. And I'm chomping at the bit to get a hold of a lot of you, and it pains me that I'm not doing it at this moment, but just know that great care is put in place so that everybody comes out of this nice and tidy. Anyway, where do you want to go today, Asha? Otherwise, I can just listen to myself babble all day.
We'd all love that. Would you be able to elaborate a little bit on the timing? Because your timing is always quite divine, let's say, and you're being so, so careful.
By now, you should start to feel there's a change in the air regarding your banking systems. Things are just not working. And I see flippers. There's flippers coming my way. Anyway.
Mermaid.
The beauty here is there's some systems that we have. So you can, I don't want to put too much weight to the propaganda you're starting to see. But, you know, there's a lot of tools that need to be put in place in order to get us all, let's see, more organized and aligned. And one of those is, I'm not going to tell you what system it is, but some of your systems are going to survive. And I'll give you a clue. They'll be on the transactional side so you don't collapse everything. You currently have all the banks in the world on islands now, and you have a way to go around them now. And I'll be very, I'm being very careful not to explain. You can do your own homework. You can find these things out. So all of your banks, at a intrinsic level, you may see people working there, but they don't have a way to connect back to the real system that's coming into play. Could they undermine these systems in the meantime? They could. But it'd be based on your participation, not anybody else's. That's the key point here is collectively, we would like you to make these decisions, not a bunch of people to tell you what you're going to do. You get to adopt them. Now, this is tricky when you're talking about a global financial system. But just know that right now, every single bank that deals through the legacy, what you believe to be the legacy international's financial system, I'm not going to give its real title because it's dark, because I'll get out. They're all compartmentalized now globally. And now you're seeing some countries really, really exposing that. And some are advertising it. I would say it's healthy to travel. And now you're going to see some countries not going to let you travel because they know what's going on. Australia, you're one of them. Canada, pretty tough to get your passport renewed if you don't have a best friend from high school to endorse it, stuff like that. So start looking at why people don't want you to travel, and you'll see, and trace it right back to the banks, and you'll see what's going on. And then the ones that allow you to travel is a very good clue. You'll see that those banks have been neutralized for the most part. Don't participate intrinsically with your life as much. It's a very short version to what's going on. But that's my great encouragement today, Asha.
Thank you. So in lieu of that, our next steps with Project Review with Q are sort of waiting for more solutions to put in place so that it protects the people. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, that is correct. There's just a couple more items to get done to make sure the transfer of stability has legs to it. So I'm going to keep a little tight-lipped, but it seems like it's taking a while. It's actually going really fast. But just know it's really close here to get a standardization. I am not fond of the RV whatsoever. I do feel it is needed. I do feel it's a stair step to our sovereignty long term. In our creative force, we will not need means of exchange anymore. Yet, the way we've been our beliefs have been engineered, I am now in agreement that some of these tools might be a good little push down the road for a lot of people that need a little space to find themselves, at least as it relates to survival. But that, again, it's my great encouragement that we get to choose what we're going to do. And there is a being sitting next to me with fins right now.
I bet she's beautiful.
Shockingly beautiful.
Hi, mermaid. Hello.
Like, say hello.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
So nice to see you at PRQ.
Hi there.
Wow.
I made it.
Way to go. Anyway.
Hi, Asha.
The mermaid is a good advocate for everyone because she says to me daily, so when are you going to get it together there, bro? And she's constantly pushing me that people need some at times hopium, some proof of their advances, that there are advances. Just know that great care is taken here, and we're getting a lot of things done, and just keep the subscriptions going a little bit longer, and I'll show you a couple wins, and I'll show you how it works not too far down the road here, and a way to standardize it so you can help others and you can teach them how to do it. Remember, this is for all of us, not just our individuality. Yeah, we all want some creature comforts, but just know there's a bigger story here as it relates to our ascension cycle, our education process, disclosure at a massive level. All of it comes into play, not just finance. I hope that helps a little bit.
Thank you. And the mermaid has helped us really come up with ideas of the highest way to help all the people that have sent in their projects and to really help them invest themselves in their highest excitement instead of maybe getting a bunch of money and paying a bill or something. So she's helped us come up with ways that would really honor people's spirits. And would it be all right if we spoke about some of those things right now?
Yeah, sure, if you're asking me.
Houston, does that sound good?
Let's go.
Okay. So we have noticed that a lot of people have been having a very, very hard time and are very stressed. And when we're stressed and focused on just the challenges in life, we often, it's really hard to connect with our highest excitement. So part of what we would love to introduce is taking particular people who we know need that sort of de-stressing and hooking them up with some beautiful PRQ people who have an oasis exactly for that, and blessing those people that have the oasis with some facility to take in some of these beautiful PRQ people. And then this facility will offer you nurturing and a chance to learn an instrument and a chance to dance and do acting and just relax or be in nature. So you can just chill. And we are looking to facilitate that sort of, if you want to call it a creative vacation, for people to just really focus on getting that excitement of what they're going to do next, knowing that everything is going to be financially coming together for everybody. So we want to kickstart their excitement again and then help them in that way. Would you like to elaborate, either of you?
Yeah, so what I realized is we do higher quality work when we're looking each other eyeball to eyeball. And we now have enough individuals who have resources for us to have our summer camps set up, if you will, myself as well. We have a really great way to collaborate while healing when you don't know you need healing. And that's the biggest topic we've observed looking at. But when you use collective consciousness to check people out, when a lot of people I've interviewed over many, many years now, a lot of people don't know they're sick because the definition of illness is success. And it pains me to say it because I used to be one of those people. And so when you get space with others and or you have space to be alone, imagine, so as an example, if I have someone that has to work at the bank 40 hours a week just to make ends meet, the post office, whatever it is, what if we take care of their resources, their hiatus for a month, 2 months, a year, whatever it is, just so they can get some free time to assess themselves and what they are truly inspired to do? Because when you're working 40 hours a week and you got obligations with family, so you never really get that freedom. That 2 weeks in Hawaii doesn't really do it. And it's a false vacation in many cases, because you're at a resort and everything's perfect. And it's arguable if you actually get your own time to really assess, God, what am I excited about? I've never had the chance to be excited about something because I got to go to work every day. That's what I got out of that. I'll assume it's similar with you, Asha. If I can give everybody a year off of work, I think it's an idea that we might want to adopt and really get, and more importantly, compartmentalizing the people that have the desire to have these summer camps, healing centers, whatever you'd like to call them, so the rest of us can use them for what they're inspired about, which is they're inspired about us finding their inspiration. It beautifully works. And that's why I am patiently observing the information that you've all given me, is the high ticket item to me, at least in the Western world, is a little space to recalibrate and reconfigure to what we really want to do. And by the way, if we get it wrong a year from now, we can do it again.
Oh, I love that.
And just know that you have support to figuring out this new world. You have a new world now. Finances collapsed. That's why I'm giving you this information. It's all collapsed. You are using an X's and O's system, and now guess what? You're starting to realize that the X and O system, X and O's in the computer, may not all be that bad. It's a credit. You've been in a credit system, a debt slavery system, your whole life if you're under the age of 100. And so now that we recognize that the means of exchange we're using is for resources that are already here, hey, that's a big change. I'm the first to say it. But why not just use a trading system that we can all agree on? That's all it is anyway, isn't it?
Yes. And change is sometimes difficult for people, but it could be really fun. And the more you know, the safer you will be and the more fun this will be.
Yeah, you're going to own nothing and like it, our favorite cartoon character, Mr. Schwab, says. Well, that's proof that they know we're going to figure this out. We're going to know that there is no ownership or asset that can be measured by a fake denomination system. There's no way to truly measure wealth. There's no such thing as wealth. It's a belief system that is now being destroyed. And so as we break down ownership and identity, so now that you can prove that only an asset can be proven that there was an outcome, I built something, I have something that I built, is the only measurement of an exchange, isn't it? You needed something, I built it for you. I need something, do you have one? Should be more common than not when you go to a grocery store in the Western world. Here's some green pieces of paper with pyramids on them. And they go, I know, this stuff's useless. That's a very common statement now. Very unusual compared to 50 years ago, wouldn't you say?
Very.
Yeah, so I'm thrilled about that. Part of that summation has to do with measuring our collective consciousness globally, not just in the Western world. We're all tired. We've all been controlled by this fake measurement system. And so that's what makes the new measurement systems more efficient, because we just won't tolerate anymore. Can we say her name? Can we say her name? Okay, I can do it then, can I?
Go for it.
Yolanda, we're coming for you.
We're coming for you, baby. We love you. Yeah.
Few others I got to keep a little safe. I'll just say countries, but for now, unless you coach me, Costa Rica, we're going to need you. Hawaii, my Bavarian translator had to take great care. My Irish family, Junior, I need him. And I got some good pockets for him. Just no great care is taken. Correspondence is coming. We're just cleaning house a little bit, and then we'll get things straightened out. Many others. I noticed my alchemist called into me. Thank you. Keep it coming. You'll be needed tremendously. Thank you so much. And, of course, Dr. Neil and the rest of the Australian gang, you are on the list too. What else do you want to work on today, Asha? The mermaids are awfully coy today. That was the best seafood joke ever.
Let's just add Switzerland there before we go forward.
Switzerland, forgive me. The African groups are magnificent too. Gosh, are they going through some changes, eh?
So what you're saying is some things are going to start trucking ahead here.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing.
I'll say it.
Did you? Well, we're ready to go, and now standardizing the go part is all I'm getting at.
It's tough. I think it's tough because we're so used to instant gratification. So I know it's hard for everyone. It seems like nothing's happened, and you may have done the PRQ meetings with Q and Asha and the team last year. And we are used to things being really fast, and we like things really fast anyway. We're not the most patient race anymore. But as you say, for you, it's not actually slow. It is fast because you're looking at a massive picture, and this is a huge, huge change and huge big steps forward in the, I guess, history of the planet. We're about to switch everything over, and the financial system, prison system and all that. It is such a huge deal. So, I mean, it's actually going really fast. And I know that it seems slow to everybody, all of it, all the changes, but it's really not. So just hang in there. Everything has to be done so perfectly and carefully. And yeah, there's so much more to it. It's so complex, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, you asked me a while back on that topic, Asha, about how painful it was for me to do the St. Nicholas call. Or, you know, even the Yeshua, Emmanuel, whatever name you like there, there's always been a tyranny to, for at least 6,000 years, there's always been a goal throughout an ascension cycle to reintroduce a monetary system that's based on someone owning eventually, not exclusively throughout a 2,000-year cycle, but eventually someone wants to claim that they own, have a different way of doing it. We've talked about religion in the last part of the show, last show. Someone is trying to own information. Someone's trying to own technology. The Egyptian times, the technology was you being able to go to another star system and come back into your body, as an example. So there's always this emperor's new clothes, as been said by somebody very famous. God, I get tired of my house sometimes. Anyway, that seems to be a very common cycle, but it's always at the end of the ascension cycle. Now, this one started, what's interesting about this one, it started, we could argue the Great Crusades was it stumbling, getting back in pose, by the 1500s. You got a pretty good monetary system. You got Christopher Columbus taking over geographies and eventually Captain Cook and the gang. And so all of that was constructed for getting people to believe in a means of exchange because there's a higher authority. Okay, so now how would we concurrently, as we go into our processes of changing our trade, how do we concurrently teach that the rules and regs that we've adopted are equally as powerful as the emperor's monetary system? So as an example, we use the speeding ticket as an example a lot. How are you going to stand up to these laws that are a fraud when they want to take green pieces of paper from you that you don't have? That is part of the tyranny that we owe ourselves to educate how we're going to deal with when there's no one that should tell us how fast we should be able to walk, run, or drive. So those are all weird laws for us. We're savvy enough to know not to speed and kill everybody, as an example. We know not to smoke cigarettes that will harm our baby. All of these, there's just so many rules here that are going to complement the monetary system's reevaluation, but we have to get smarter with these laws. We need to break them down. It's quite clear. And I do not want to impose my will on anybody and my followers. It's our time to change everything, not just money. See, I got a fan. But it's to the point where I'm sorry, everyone, no one's coming to save you is part of the clues you should be seeing. Yes, there's changes and it is going to help. But we really, really in our communities, we own it to ourselves to get aligned and be of value and of purpose to ourselves. And it will all fall into place is my suggestion.
Perfect. Thank you. And the easiest way to do that, of course, is instead of focusing on the money coming in, focus on what you get to do with your life from your spirit to start to live in a direction that's going to feed your spirit.
Asha, are you telling me there's not going to be Nordstrom's ever again?
What do you think, Mermaid?
It's a kick-ass store, huh?
I think you like it the most, actually.
Yeah.
You secretly go on shopping sprees.
No, I haven't been there in a lot of years. No,
he does walk the talk. When I first met him, he was living off clams and nettles. So, true story.
Honey. Those are secrets that are very coveted. Oh my gosh, why would you give up my deepest, darkest secrets?
Well, I was impressed you were walking the talk, at least. You didn't need anything, but.
I thought it was
what's inside of you. I thought some of my other beautiful lyrics say.
I thought the mask thing would be the most impressive.
That was good. That was good to see him in action during COVID. That was good. Yep. Walking the talk. I would have been disappointed if, you know, the Q-sta was walking around.
My first date with the mermaid is during COVID. And what are you going to do, hotshot? We're going in here. I go, yes, we are. Now, I'm the only one during what we're calling COVID. I can't believe it's a historical event. The common cold is a historical event.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So I'm the only one during COVID that, and forgive me, I think I've put it on the show before. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that got photographed, purchasing something for twice as much what it cost because they wouldn't accept my money because I wouldn't wear a mask. So I couldn't, so I was allowed to shop in the store. This is how stupid we got in America. I was allowed to stop in the store, but I wasn't allowed to buy anything. Okay, so hang on now. And I say to the clerk, I go, so I can stay in here as long as I want shopping, but you won't take my money when I come to the, no, we cannot sell to anyone who doesn't have a mask. Okay, let's see if I can do some quick math here. This cost, would you agree this item cost $20? It does cost $20. Would you agree this item cost $10? I would. And I put $70 on the counter and I leave. And they tried to stop me. That's my best COVID story. Photographed the car.
He was over tipping bandit, basically, that got photographed.
So anyway, the photo I want, which exists somewhere in some security system, is I look like Bigfoot with my arm straight out in front and arm behind, holding my smoked salmon and attempting to get away from being arrested for paying too much. And now we called it, he's the unmasked bandit.
Things got fun during that period, for sure.
He was the unmasked bandit. Only I could. There's no way I could have dreamed that up. That was so good.
We all had a bit of fun with that, I think.
That was good.
It was a little fun. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was very encouraging. So you can survive off nettles and oysters and clams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can keep it pretty simple.
Yeah, I did want to test. Okay, so now I'm set up. I did want to test synchronicity and on relationship. So if I always want to be a crash test dummy, and that's why I do PRQs, because I can prove to you I can make your projects just be bodacious. Smoke doors, whatever statement you want, I can prove to you that your project is going to go to the moon and back. And I've modeled it so many times now, I can standardize it. And now I just need some time with each project holder in a way in which we get a good collective to standardize first step, second steps without making steps. So what's interesting about what the mermaid said here is, I did not feel like buying anything that was processed or touched somebody else's hand because they delivered it, because the energetics, it was all about just studying energetics on what I will assume is true organic food. It was the food I grew in my garden, I nurtured, I watered from my well, and the food that I found in the forest or the food I found on the beach. Proved my inner stability, my heart center, how it affected me, so I could share it with you. So took.
You were growing everything you ate and everything.
Right. So it was, yeah. So.
Until I ripped you away from there.
Until you put me back into debauchery. Yes. Okay. So anyway, what it proved for me is you change what I'm going to call, rename your spiritual molecular annealment to your physical body. So, and it's not the nutrition that the dietitians are trying to sell you. What really should happen now, and this is a project request for someone, we need and have the capability, there's many tools, to model how energetic our food is in a level of nutrition that's different than just nutrients. So when I ate my tomatoes that I loved, talked to, caressed, as you've heard me say many times, that nutrition level, that annealment level of connecting with myself was completely different with the chemical water that was growing organic tomatoes from the whole foods of the world. So people don't realize that your water that's been given to your organic farmer might not be all that energetically aligned with the statement of organics. So if I go down in Corona, California, you tell me that water doesn't have fluoride in it and it's growing the plants, and the people growing it really don't like their job and they don't really love the plants. It's a job. They want to get tomatoes in a box and send it to you, and it's presumed to be organic. That's fine, and that's maybe the best we can do now until we get reorganized. When you start measuring energetics of how things grow, remember, it's a living being. It's unbelievable how healthy you'll become. The mermaid asked me the other day, hey, if you were really going to get a big swath of vitamin C real quick, and you know you were on your deathbed, what would you do? I go, number one, algae or kelp or seaweed, right off the bat. No, wouldn't even divert. The reason being is kelp organically propagates and populates. It is naturally grown in the ocean. It has humongous nutritional values, but its energetic levels are the highest you're going to find. It's a living being anchored to the bottom of the ocean, filtering the ocean, participating with all the ocean animals, all the plankton, all the bioplankton, all the microplanktons. It's an incredible food supply. And I can tell you firsthand, it was removed from your diet. It used to be in ice cream, the smooth ice cream. The company that used to do it was CP Kelco. And they took it from your diet because it was actually making you more enlightened. Anyway, that was a lot of words. Sorry.
A lot of very helpful words. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, if I ever lose my faith in you, there's nothing left I can do.
Now, there is something you did want to speak about today, if you're still interested.
Yeah, did you create a note for me? Thank you.
I did. And this is why I said that the pause in the show at the very beginning was really symbolic of what we're going to talk about, which is recognizing allowance, taking the breath, taking the beat. And the mermaid, I believe, had a story to describe how you do that.
Yeah, just summarize that if you don't mind. Yeah. When you watch me make decisions, maybe you could just summarize what's different the way I do it. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Whereas most people were taught to do it, I guess, yeah. Maybe is one way to start.
Yeah, so we're all, like you guys were talking about on the show previously, we're all like when you were talking about confusion, and we're still trying to battle, so kind of battle between our heart and our head. That's totally normal. Even super advanced people that are living through their heart mostly, we still have mind energy. It's still there. Unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately and be a downer, but we're in these bodies with very strong minds, programmed minds, and it's just kind of going back and forth between the two. So I notice that when we're manifesting things we desire in the future and stuff, most of us, it depends for everybody, but like, so you know what you want with your heart, and then sometimes you got to really be careful and watch it, because sometimes your head gets involved and starts pushing it a little too much, because we want things fast. That's how we are here. So you've got a dream to, I don't know, move to Hawaii one day. So the cues, like as an example, whatever it could be, I'm probably too fast and learning to slow down. So my heart has the first intention, and the synchronicities start working out beautifully. I'll start seeing, you know, all synchronicities to do with, let's say, Hawaii. And then the next day I meet someone at the beach from there. And then I'm like, oh, I know the area now because I met someone and I've learned, you know, the synchronicities are going well because I'm not pushing anything. I'm just in the dream state of it. And then as soon as I start really trying to shove the square peg in the round hole, and try to push it faster and faster, because now I want all the answers and I want to know how every part of the journey is going to fit, how all the puzzle pieces will fit together, how I'm going to make it there, how I'm going to get the whole family there, how I'm going to do this and that, or maybe people want to work out jobs and all the logistics. That's actually when it starts to stall you. And then sometimes we just keep pushing it and we go ahead and push it so far that we move there prematurely, get the wrong place, get the wrong house, go to the wrong job because we're just impatient and pushing and pushing. So, yeah, So Q doesn't do that at all. He's really patient and he really doesn't do anything for mind energy. I can tell you that much. And I know it's the way you've come in here is different. So you're blessed in that way. It just is all, it's all in the higher way of being, the way we all would be when we're not in these bodies. There's no time and limitations. He just knows what it is, sees the vision, and it might sound completely impossible. It might involve a normal person would go, well, that would be millions of dollars. You don't have that. How could you do that? So forget that dream. That's impossible. Usually money seems to be our main hold back from our dreams. He doesn't do that at all. Just knows what the dream is and allows it, doesn't push anything, doesn't sit there, you know, for hours Googling scenarios on the computer trying to conjure up how the steps are going to work out, because that's all your brain doing that logically. Okay, so a step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I've watched it many times and I'm learning from it too, because I've always been pretty impatient and I probably push things a little much, and that now I see. So sometimes I'll get to the dream, but little parts of it didn't quite work out right. Like I got there, but say the house wasn't quite right, or the this or the that kind of sucked or whatever. And if I just kind of patiently allowed it and just stayed in the heart center the whole time with no doubt and fear of trying to work out the steps and just fully trust I'll get there, all logistics aside, it's quite amazing. His visions turn out beyond perfect. Like every piece of the puzzle is beyond perfect. There's never any fault in it because he just allows it to happen with complete trust that it will. It's quite extraordinary. So I just wanted to share that. And I'm learning every day to do that. And I thought I was the master manifester until I met him. And I was like, oh, I see what I'm doing. So I'm learning every day as well. And we can all learn from that. It's just really amazing to just try to allow a little more and push a little less. Just trust.
Thank you. It's very kind of you.
Welcome.
One of the great goals here with PRQ, one of my great inspirations, is to proof that statement and promote every project that's come in on this radio show. Now, what I'm observing is as we get more popular, these radio stations are getting more popular too. Now, they are stimulated by their own unbelievable excitement, BBS Radio. They're brilliant at watching, observing their inspiration, which way they want to go. As these shows get more popular, I'll assume you can see it's very easy to just give everybody an hour to promote the resources they need. Now, why that's so important to me, and hopefully for you, is when I get June from Tecumseh, who wants to make hush puppies. That one's been used, I think. Well, June is going to instantly find someone who puts up leather and puts up soles. And she gets to make her shoes. So that networking is part of it. But the desire, the intentions, as we talked about in the previous show, is the horsepower with the dream. And yeah. That's a pure emotion of your will. And so I can show you circumstance by circumstance on the radio now. So if I can get, you know, now these 3-hour shows can turn into 20, 30 projects that are all about self-promotion, all about needs assessment, all about the acceleration of our energetics, not about the intrinsic side. So when you have a will with your excitement, and the rest of us, as you've heard me say, also have that will, it explodes. It just goes so fast. So what I'm saying, slower is faster. But that's where I would like to see PRQ go, is expand time slots to promote all your projects. And then we get to hear where the wins are, where opportunities are, positive, negative, maybe. But we all get to assess the standardization of how we find our inspiration in our projects and proof when we got tricked into mind energy instead of inspirational energy. I hope that was a good way to close out the show today, even though I think we have a few minutes left.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I made sense that I don't mean just like, so you're excited and inspired by something and you don't just have to now sit back and do nothing. I just mean when you're excited and you might be like researching it online and things are going great and it's feeling good. And then the next day you do it again and then you just hit a bunch of brick walls with your searches or your dreaming. And then it kind of, it puts you off a bit and then you want, and then you kind of start forcing things because you want it to keep flowing and it's not. That's when it would be a good idea to just let it go and keep the initial dream and vision. And then come back to it in a week or something, or, you know, it's just stay in that hard excitement and the synchronicities will show up perfectly rather than when we start to force things. I just wanted to clarify that on the allowing topic we had before.
Well, you are the mermaid. All sailors are scared of mermaids. I mean, you're not scary because it's come from a place of love, but I would not want to cross you. Oh. I'm scared of your husband, that's for sure. do you have any other topics? Otherwise, I'll keep rolling.
So you began the show with, if I ever lose my faith in you, there would be nothing for me to do. And the way I see you taking that pause and waiting for the perfect opportunity is because you have so much faith in your spirit. You have so much faith in existence and you know it's all going to work out. So you never react. You simply allow it to happen. And that's the miracle that I feel you and the mermaid are both sharing with us, just to break it down a bit.
Thank you, Asha. That's brilliant that you're able to observe us. And I can't thank you enough on how you're able to examine the information and translate far better than I can. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, both of you.
It's a really beautiful time now to start looking at where we've come. The false saviors, the false idolization, it's all gone now. We can get to it now. That's my great encouragement is we don't need anything outside of ourselves to make decisions. And as we start sharing again, it will start populating our dreams. The sharing is really powerful because it doesn't come from the mind. That's been the biggest awareness being here. Is ownership, identity, and title. People think they own a home. You're borrowing it, sorry to say. And I think part of it is the illusion of time and the illusion mortality. When I know we live forever and we get to express ourselves multiple times, multiple different regions, multiple different ways. And with that, I want to remind everybody that on these shows, you get stimulated. And I want to do a little bit of that today, if you don't mind, Asha.
Thank you.
We command our spirits, we command creation to increase our capabilities and our life force energy. We command our spirits, we command creation to increase our life force spirit and increase our capabilities for all. We command our spirits, we command prime creation of all, for all of us, as all of us, forever, to increase our capabilities and our life force energy. And it will be. Thank you for letting me do that, Asha.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I'm buzzing.
Anyway, my great encouragement on these shows is just to keep dreaming, keep it in front, right there in front of you. Doesn't matter if it's a dangling carrot, it is going to happen. I guarantee you, it's a much different world we're in now. If you start, as the mermaid said, you start trying to think what steps you need to make to get there, doesn't work anymore. I'm so sorry. Getting that high figure job and knowing full well it's going to pay you well, but you're not going to be happy like a 10, you'll be happy a 5, it's going to fall apart. It just doesn't. This is how ascension works. You can't do things you don't want to do anymore just to be a perceived improvement measure. You have to know and love what you're doing now. And as contrite as it is, as redundant as it is, that's exactly what you are. You're God, your source. And this is your natural way of dancing with the universe, is only do what you prefer. I hope that helps.
So helpful. Thank you for everything, both of you.
I was just talking to a friend yesterday explaining don't make decisions. Oh, we got a wrap.
We're made.
Too slow. It's too long a story.
Womp, 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 womp. Next time.
I'll save it for next time.
On The Mermaid is Right. Hey. Love you. Love you, BBS Radio. Love you, Asha, Kristen, Christopher. Hey, the note was sent. Let's see what happens. Love you guys all. Have a beautiful day, Asha.
Bye, Asha. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you. And thanks to Yolanda and her son. We love you. Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for joining us.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!